far as breastfeeding is concerned, we as nurses and midwives in the association, we really encourage exclusive breastfeeding to all our lactating mothers, because breastfeeding or breast milk has a lot of importance to the health of the baby and also to the health of the mother. If I can briefly talk about why is it important or the benefits of breastfeeding for the baby, one is it is a wholesome food for the baby, as it contains all the nutrients that a baby needs in the first 6 months of life for the optimum growth and development of the baby. So it is really something that we need to encourage all our lactating mothers to practice exclusive breastfeeding. Okay. The second benefit for the baby is the breast milk lowers the risk of infection. You know, human milk contains high levels of antibodies known as immunoglobulin A. That's antibodies in the milk, which offers protection to the baby against several viral and bacterial diseases. So the risk for infection for mothers who lactate their babies are very, very low. Another benefit for the baby is the protection from the allergy. Again, this immunoglobulin, which are secreted in the milk, lowers the risk of milk allergy. There are some babies that develop allergy due to the breast milk, but presence of this immunoglobulin, that's antibody, lowers the risk of allergy for those babies. It also has economic benefits. You know, breast milk is available free of cost for the babies. It's safe and free from contamination because it contains the antibody, so there is no risk for infection to the baby. And ultimately, this reduces the cost of hospitalization and economic burden of illness on the family. The last benefit, but not the least, is emotional bonding to the mother. You know, breastfeeding promotes emotional and physical bonding between the mother and the baby. And this has got a significant impact. This will develop this child to be a better child and also have a good relationship with the mother and fewer behavioral problems. So you can imagine the benefits of breastfeeding to the babies are very, very enormous, very, very important.
Given all this, the importance of breastfeeding to children, especially in the early age or the first 6 months, now, what's your impression of the breastfed children in South Sudan?
I think we in South Sudan, this is a very good question. In South Sudan, we are not doing well. We're not doing really, really well as far as breastfeeding, exclusive breastfeeding is concerned, because there are so much dwelling now in this artificial feeding, you know. So people tend now to artificially or bottle feed their babies. It's becoming a fashion. And this is really, really the worry that we are not doing well in this breastfeeding, especially the exclusive breastfeeding in the past 6 months, which is very, very important for the life and the health of this baby.
What practical interventions are really needed or required to further promote breastfeeding in the country?
I think one of the things we're doing is this week, I think we have to take this breastfeeding week very, very seriously. We have to embark on health education of the public on this importance of this breastfeeding to the grassroots. We have to go to the grassroots, you know, and we have to use all the means so that people at the grassroots will understand the importance of this breastfeeding to the health of the baby and to the health of the mother. We as nurses and midwives, we usually educate these mothers when they come to the antenatal care, when they come to the hospital soon after delivery. So, but this again needs to be done at the wider, at the grassroots level. So this week, of breastfeeding week, is very, very important. So we must take this opportunity to educate and to highlight to the public that breastfeeding is most important factor, most important element in the health of the babies and the mother's feeding.
Actually, on Friday, UNICEF made a press release that one-third of babies in South Sudan are not exclusively breastfed, as you earlier said that in this field we are not doing well.
Yes.
So, despite efforts of experts and even volunteers in this year, 2020, over 1.3 million children under 5 in South Sudan are said to suffer from acute malnutrition. So, how can these high numbers of child malnutrition be substantially reduced?
Thank you so much. much for this question. Again, it is the intervention has to be multi-purpose intervention or multilateral interventions. You know, the health workers have to do their work in order to educate the mothers, and also you have to involve others, the partners. You know, the UNICEF is good, the WHO. Those partners are very important. So we have to work in collaboration. You know, it's a huge number. It's a huge gap. So we have to use all the interventions, all the necessary interventions that in order to address this huge gap in population as far as bottle feeding and breastfeeding is concerned. So I would like to urge all the health care workers, the nurses and the midwives to do their part, but also the community also, the community leaders. We have to go to the grassroots, to the community leaders, educate the community leaders because they have got the direct influence on the public. So that they can also help us to carry this message to the grassroots about the importance of breastfeeding for the health of the baby as well as the health of the mothers and then the family as well.
Now, with this prevalence of this global pandemic, the COVID-19, how does it affect breastfeeding in the country?
Yeah, that really have negatively an impact. We cannot deny that. Really, there is a fear, you know, of unknown again about COVID-19, whether the mother is having COVID-19. All those fears also has generated a lot of impact on the breastfeeding. You know, people now think that okay, if this is the case, in order for my baby to be safe, so maybe I have to feed this baby. But you know, with COVID-19, the intimacy or the closeness of the baby to the mother, you know, even if you are bottle feeding, but also you are still near to the baby, you know, all those have got an impact definitely on breastfeeding. But this still needs to be highlighted.